number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
It's just a job, really, you know, something to keep me moving. My real passion is my hobby.
Really? What's that?
I work with retards.
Isn't that a little politically, incorrect?
Joe.
Oh. The hell with that. No one's going to tell me who I can and can't work with, right?
No, I mean...
We got this one kid.
Joe.
Mongo. He's got a forehead like a drive-in movie theater.
Joe.
So we don't bust his chops too much. So one day, Mongo gets out of his cage.
But Joe.
They keep him in a cage?
Well, it's just an enclosure.
No, but they keep him confined.
Right, yeah.
That's bullshit.
Well, that's what I said. So I went out and I got him a leash.
A leash?
Yeah, one of those ones you can hook onto the clothesline, and he can run back and forth, and there's plenty of room for him to dig and play. That kid is really, he's really blossomed.
The Don and Mike Show.
How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
All right, how's it, everybody?
How's it?
We got the tapes of Joe.
Joe,
who likes to dig. Tapes of him at the show last night.
Likes to dig.
I guess. Let me see. Also, a no particular order today before we start doing the other stuff that we normally do, the other crap that we do. My kid is coming home with the chick, so that's right now. En route now.
It's going to be your first meeting?
Yeah. Also... got to remember to ask Rob just about mashed potatoes.
Oh, I have
that's
seen
all.
I have seen the future.
Mashed potatoes. And
really?
Also, oh, yes, my brother James, JP, JPS.
Yes,
Jimmy.
He is resurfaced.
Hey.
So we'll try to get a call into him as well today.
That'd be great.
On the show, got a ton of stuff to get to. Let's start with this now. The quality, as far as I can tell, sucks. I don't know how much you're going to be able to tolerate listening to this.
The quality, certainly when we were up on stage, was suffering because he just held the microphone up. But I think the interviews will be okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hear if we can get a little bit of you and I on stage with our witty repartee last night at the We Are Number 15 party.
I'm Mike O'Mara.
What, Mike?
A performance art.
My partner, Mr. Don Geronimo. If we're not at the party, we'd like to welcome you to our new est party. Thank you very much.
Okay, first, let's see. How many people are enjoying dinner?
Oh, no.
Here he goes. Just put my balls on the stage and stomp on them because that's what's going to happen for the next 2 minutes.
You see this?
I can't even understand a word of this, and I was there.
I'm loving this.
Not right.
This is quality entertainment right here.
That's your dry wit, right?
I wish he'd plugged in because we might be able to sell it.
Yeah.
You gotta boost your treble.
You get great taste that begins with the highest quality ingredients.
See, this is when you're reading the Stouffer's box.
That's not going to translate. I'm sorry. I'm not going to play 15 minutes of Joe standing there with the thing by...
Well, and also, you know, that's an exclusive. You got to show up to enjoy that kind of comedy.
Let's just get to Joe talking to some folk who were there last night.
Okay,
here's Joe walking around.
Don and Mike, I've just run into Osama bin Laden at O'Mara's.
I remember this
guy. Hi, how you doing? I'm Joe Oringer for CBS Radio, taped for broadcast. What's your name?
Rex Cannon.
Rex Cannon.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Would you like to see my ID?
No, Rex. Anyway, what brings you here tonight?
I love your show.
No, it's not my show.
You're all's. Don and Mike, and you guys have been making me laugh for years.
And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Very simple. It was very cool to see them uncut.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. I expected that, and I had tears.
Well, listen tomorrow. It'll be uncut. It'll just be bleep.
Crying. Over the Don and Mike show.
That's good to know. What dry cleaner do you use for your turban?
What was that question?
What dry cleaner do you use for your turban?
Joe. I don't have a turban, Joe. I look like Osama bin Laden, but I'm German and English.
I know. I busted
Osama bin Laden.
Well, it's an Osama bin Laden. Oh, okay. I'm busting your balls.
You're allowed. You're allowed.
Interviewing drunk people is an art form,
apparently.
Boy, oh, boy. And I don't know about you, but after a couple of hours in that place, talking to people loudly, smoke everywhere, and I wasn't even having a cigar last night. It was just loud. I left. I got on the phone. I called my girlfriend. I called both of my kids, and it was like, hey, how you doing? Like, what's up with you? I just got done 3 hours at Mike's place just talking real loud.
Jesus Christ.
I think perhaps in the future you'll feel a little more sympathy for Charlie. Charlie's condition. Charlie couldn't come out and play today.
No.
No way, no how.
That's why we had him on yesterday.
You know what it is more than anything else, because I guess I quit smoking last August.
Yeah.
And what it is more than anything else, thank you. Thank you for the gratuitous applause. I think what it is just the noise level.
Yeah.
You are really, even to have a normal conversation, you got to kind of shout over everybody, and it kills your throat.
All right, so here is Joe with a guy named Scott.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Joe Oranger from the Don and Mike Show for CBS Radio, taped for broadcast. What's your name?
My name's Scott.
Scott, what brings you here tonight?
Just came to see you guys, Don and Mike and Robbie and you and John and Buzz, and came to get a piece of the good time action.
Well, that's great. Do you have a question for Don and Mike?
Yeah.
How do they keep doing it so good for so long?
And do you have anything else you want to say to them?
They're about the awesomest thing ever.
Wow, listen to that.
I know they want to retire, but I wish they wouldn't.
Hey, I'm on my second beer.
Hey, Joe. Very good. Now, that was a very nice response
sure
to that.
Was.
That wonderful compliment, and Joe finishes it with a burp. I think that's really what it's all about.
Here is Joe with Bill the Air Controller.
Oh. Hey, what's your name?
Bill.
And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Hey, Don and Mike, many, 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 many years. Love you long time.
Oh, come on. Everybody's saying that. Say something cool.
I can't. I'm 51 years old. All I can do is listen to Don and Mike.
Oh. Hey, well, what do you do for a living?
I'm an air traffic controller.
Yay!
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 Yeah, back to, can you back that up?
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay!
Good response.
That is
yay!
That's Joe's real expression of surprise.
For a living. I'm an air traffic controller. Yay!
One more time, please.
Yay!
For a living. I'm an air traffic controller. Yay!
they are
a little bit flight phobic, so we do our best to make the skies safe for them.
And what's the beverage of choice for an air traffic controller?
Good question.
I didn't hear what you said yet.
What's the beverage of choice for an air traffic controller?
Guinness Stout.
That's great. And so I assume you're going to leave from here and head out to Dulles.
Actually, I won't be on duty for another 36 hours. Which
is that your choice or is that a law?
Yeah, no. At least 8 hours bottle of throttle, as they say. But we take
8 hours
bottle of throttle. Right. This is a good interview right here.
Makes you feel good about getting on the airplane the next time, doesn't it?
Bottle the throttle.
Well, they're relaxed.
This is very seriously. And I have never been drunk on the job.
Is it a special day in the control tower on April Fool's Day for you guys?
April Fool's Day is just another day.
No. Do you ever tell the pilots north is south and south is north and just go?
The thought crosses your mind, but no.
All right. Well, thanks. Good to meet you.
Probably not a good idea to be admitting that you sit up there and think about having planes go south instead of north.
Yeah,
I'm sure he was kidding.
Probably important to point out that came out of the mind of Joe.
That's
Joe
right.
Ardinger.
His idea.
Bottle the throttle.
Perhaps one question too many, but a very good interview.
Here's a guy named Ryan. And we're getting some emails in. Really sorry that the quality when Mike and I were up there talking, when everything is deleted out, because there's so many F-bombs and so much. Joe even had on tape, there was a Howard fan there.
Oh, yes.
Who was just fantastic. I mean, we don't have any bitch with Howard. I think we said that, but he was kind of a sacrificial lamb, and it was a real special moment when you could actually, unlike here on the radio, someone's standing 2 feet in front of you.
I like the way you leaned into his ear with the microphone.
Yeah, and screamed.
Yeah, you screamed at him, and it was not only over the PA system, but it was right into his ear.
But we're getting, like, emails, are you going to play that? Well, obviously we can't play that.
You're saying to him, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes. But that's on the part of the tape that sounds, you know,
I can't imagine why that would have been distorted.
I don't even
Joe.
Sounds so fine. So sorry about that if you're emailing us about that. If you were out there last night, here now is Ryan, a guy named Ryan, who was at our party last night with Joe.
Hi, what's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan?
Yeah, from Herndon.
From Herndon?
Oh, that matters.
You look like Mario from Tijuana.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Can I see your green card?
I gotta go.
I'm busting your balls. And your lovely girlfriend or wife?
Nadia.
So you know how he avoided the question, right?
That means you're his girlfriend.
That means I'm just a friend that he calls whenever.
Yeah, this is Nadia.
I'm just Nadia.
My acquaintance.
All right. Well, what brings you here tonight?
You guys.
Beer.
No,
I love Don and Mike. The first time I came over here, I just came here just to see them.
Do you have a special message for him?
Get MC Hammer on there. I've been asking for him for a long time. I want to hear him on the show.
Do you have a messle special for him?
A what?
A messle special as opposed to a special message?
No.
That's Joe's whip.
No, that's it.
I'm almost as tall as them.
They're awesome.
Stay tall. There you go.
Almost. Thanks for coming out, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, it sounds like perhaps there may have been a little more alcohol in the bloodstream during that interview.
For everybody, maybe. Yeah.
For everybody, yeah. It's ramping up now.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure exactly what order these are in. Here is Kimmy. Kimmy.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kimmy.
Kimmy, where are you from?
I'm from Fairfax.
And what brings you here tonight?
To have my birthday!
My birthday.
Oh, yeah? How old are we?
24.
That's nice. I had a birthday last week, so...
Are you telling the truth?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, happy late birthday.
Thank you. And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
I love you, Radio God. You're great. And my best friend has a man crush on you.
How long have you listened to him?
Since I moved here about 2 years ago. So I didn't know that they existed before, and it made me so sad that I didn't know they existed before.
Where did you move from?
From Blacksburg. I went to Virginia Tech. I grew up there.
Nice.
Riveting, Joe.
Well, riveting. Now these are we doing these in chronological order?
No,
or we're not. You're skipping around.
These
a little
are
bit.
All over the. They're okay. In the order that they're on the page, but they are.
I'm
all
trying
over
to
the
figure
place.
Out, you know, the timeline here to see the quality of interview. I'm trying to figure out the condition Joe is in.
Okay, here is. We previewed this one a little bit. Joe with me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
After Mike and I have come off stage.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, brother. How you doing?
How are you, Joe?
I'm fine.
Joe?
Yeah, my voice.
I believe I could get laid tonight.
Oh, well, if you could, you should.
Lots of guys want to suck my...
You too?
Yeah. They want to drink my... Joe.
They told...
Put that on the air, Joe.
They told me they'd suck my... if I would only put them through.
I love you.
Well, I love you too.
Okay.
Oh, that was a tender
was
moment,
tender.
Wasn't it?
That was a tender exchange.
Here is Dr. Amsterdam.
All right.
Maury.
You know, Mike, I don't see like a one-on-one on this sheet with you.
Really?
Did he sit down and do a one-on-one with you?
I think there was a... he went to another guy who did an interview with me. I'm not sure what happened.
Rob, would you ask him? Because...
I bet it's that guy.
What guy?
This guy.
Oh, that guy?
Oh, Dr. Amsterdam?
No. This guy.
Oh, that's that guy.
Is that it? Oh, well.
Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Mike Mills.
Mike, how are you? And what brings you here tonight?
Don and Mike.
And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Love the show. Keep on rocking, guys.
Who's the hottest salesperson at WJFK?
Oh, hold on.
Guess who that is.
Hold on. No trouble hearing that.
That's Julie Fulman.
Yes. Wonderful.
Let me restart that one from the beginning.
Please.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
She was having a good time last night. She was.
Hi, I'm Joe from the Don and Mike Show. What's your name?
Mike Mills.
Mike, how are you, and what brings you here tonight?
Don and Mike.
And do you have a message for Don and Mike?
Love the show. Keep on rocking, guys.
Who's the hottest salesperson at WJFK? Julie!
Madonna! And Julie and...
Wow. Ladies, we all know it's Tim McWilliams.
Now, I love Madonna's...
Since Gorgie's gone.
I love Madonna's curly hair. It drives me crazy.
Who the hell is this guy?
Her
that?
Naturally curly hair.
That
one's Shondell. These are our sales ladies that are having a very good time.
These are a bunch of the sales people who happen to be women who sounded like they were just bombed out of their minds.
A great cameo on that cut from Mrs. Frentz.
Yes,
Madonna,
yes.
Who said,
a rare.
You don't even know my effing name.
Yeah, Madonna was having a great time last night.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, if you're looking for a chronology, this was obviously recorded shortly before I left.
Ah, very good, towards the end of the evening.
Oh, and what about you talking to Mike? Was there any one-on-one with you and Mike?
Not really. It was just those guys that kept pestering and pestering and wanted to know about the intimate details that Rob and I...
Determined that we're not appropriate for air.
I see.
Bodily functions.
That thing.
Oh, the guy that
So the thing where we had the shart discussion, that was simply uneditable.
There was a guy that asked everybody the last time that they crapped their pants.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
That was the interview that I remember, and I thought I was very candid.
We all were, actually. Everybody answered it honestly. I think we all had to get something off our shoulders.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
And you're now with...
Look for it on the box set.
Joe with the... maybe this is the last one. I don't know. Dr. Amsterdam.
I can't wait.
What's your name?
My name's Dr. Amsterdam.
Michael Amsterdam?
Sometimes.
From?
Southeast D.C.?
No, you don't live in Southeast.
Okay, really, I'm from North Old Town Alexandria. I just have a message for all the Don and Mike fans on the internet.
Okay.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and then filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream? That's all I got.
That's pretty good.
I like that.
I give that an 8.5. That's pretty good. Thank you.
I was working on that all night.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And then we heard this one.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you, Joe?
I'm fine.
Joe? I believe I could get laid tonight.
Oh, well, if you could, you should.
Lots of guys want to suck my...
What a moment that was.
That's a funny word. That's a funny word.
Uh-huh. Funny and true.
Funny word.
I talked to a lot of them.
Good things happen.
They were...
Rob. Now I'm going to try to go to the part that is unaudible and see if we can just pick up anything at all.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Joe Arndt for CBS Radio Tape for Broadcast. Can these guys ask you a few questions?
Sure, that's fine.
All right. Any questions for Buzz?
Any questions?
Buzz, what is it with you and women?
With me and women?
I like them.
Evil laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Evil laugh that from Buzzy.
Might have been the second martini.
And Buzz's breath reeked of olives.
His dirty martinis that he's got everybody in there drinking.
Yeah. Filthy martinis.
All right, this is...
This is a legitimate story.
Obviously, that's a clip of Mike. Uh-huh. You know, maybe if we get deep enough into the onstage...
You want to move
I'm Mike Romero.
Yeah, why don't you just... Fast forward it and go 3 minutes in.
Go to the meaty center.
See if the quality gets any better on that save.
I know it will.
Yes, 1 minute, 1:50. Stop it. Stop it now.
Here we are. That's right, here we are. I'm Hawkins Stofers and, dealing with that. Hi, how are you? Are you wearing a bra? I'm sorry. Let my libido get a little out of control. I'm behaving like I normally. Normally, when I'm just walking through here on a normal weeknight or a weekend night, I'm the picture of decorum. No problem at all. Joe, is that how you're going to be? Are you going to present that for broadcast tomorrow with your microphone held up to the speaker?
That's when I drew attention to Joe holding the microphone up to the.
There we go.
Let me just explain something.
It's like the Statue of Liberty.
Mike right now, combination, deadly combination, kids. Pills and booze. Mike is on
they like that.
Hispanic tag pills. And I know the doctor told you, taking one of those pills is like having a cocktail.
That's what he said, man.
One drink. That's what he said the pills are like. One drink. Which is why right now Mike is a little looser than he was before.
Yeah.
Which
is why. Fast forward a little bit. Let's see if maybe it's. You can make out what we're saying.
Yeah, I can hear it pretty good.
But the quality is really not great.
Just keep moving, but all I hear is, got to kind of take a big deep breath.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Very good.
You know what? Okay, I'm going to speak in code right now. Okay. Say. Mr. Geronimo is speaking big Latin.
Now, if you want to speak like that, if you want to use pig Latin, I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Okay. Now, are you a pump? No, of course you're not. You don't charge, do you? For sex? Are you here with the guy tonight? You're not here with this guy, right? How you doing? Didn't I see you in the ad on TV today? I saw a guy, I swear to God, during the Katie Couric, during the...
Who are you talking about?
This guy right here. During the Katie show, I saw a commercial today.
Just great Connor, Katie C, because it really bothered Mike. Just because it was the combination of being uptight and having had a drink and it's your place and everything.
Yeah, I was just a little nervous about it. I don't know why that word, the word that I normally lean my head back and laugh at.
Yes, sir, what's the matter? Shortness of breath? You're not having a heart attack, Mr. Romero. It's a panic attack. Here, take these. And that's like, the world. I'm kind of liking this. I know it kills some people if you combine the booze and the pills, but, you know, I'm 46. How many more years anyway, right?
Two,
three, I'll go for it. What the hell? No problem. No problema. I like it. I like the Ativan. I like the Xanax.
All right. Mike.
I like the Xanax.
Yeah, man. Talking about my problem, man. You know, it's liberating to get on stage, man, and talk about your problems. Talk about your use.
Hello, Joe.
Right there, if you want to play one more second, he goes, you like the Ativan, and I like the Xanax. And you do like that Johnny Carson thing where you go like, okay, or something. It's hilarious.
Okay.
Play the next All second. Right.
Thank you. We've already fast-forwarded, though.
Oh, dear.
We did, right?
Yeah, we did.
Who is the prime of his life on Paxville? And what's the one thing it doesn't allow you to do?
It made you very soft.
No, it didn't.
No?
That was not the side effect. I was not able to...
You couldn't...
Right. Well, that's... You'll steal my thunder. And one night in a hotel room in New York City, by myself, I tried for 3.5 hours.
I'll tell you something.
That was the last time I took, baby. But the Xanax? Seriously, I can stomp my foot and do it.
You know, Mike and I are so competitive. Can I just tell you that standing here already, I three times
already. Don is wearing the very special...
Already.
Don is wearing the special Armani suit with the grain, with the catch grain. Here I am succumbing to...
We're talking about...
what he goes, we are. I'm sitting here laughing. I'm enjoying this show again.
Funny show.
I wish I was there.
You were?
I was.
Here's proof you were there. You were there. Hold on to that.
Hello, Joe.
There you go.
Hello, Joe.
So the whole...
Hello, Joe.
The whole shart discussion didn't take place. I'm a little disappointed.
It didn't make the air only because the guy asked each one of us...
Right.
The same question.
Graphically.
It's like you meet the guy and you go, hi, how you doing? And he says, hey, it's me.
Yeah, and I guess we can't. That's one of the things we can't
right.
do.
It wasn't enough.
Basically, the topic was, you know, when's the last time you crapped your pants? Yeah, look at me. I go, seriously? I said, yeah. The moment you shook my hand. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay.
Everybody was having a good time.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? How are you, Joe?
I'm fine.
Joe?
I believe I could get laid tonight.
Oh, well, if you could, you should.
Lots of guys want to suck my...
You too?
Bonding. Bonding with Joe.
Buzz.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Joe. How
Joe
are you?
Joe Arndt for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast. Can I, or can these guys ask you a few questions?
Sure, that's fine.
All right, got any questions for Buzz?
Any questions?
Buzz, what is it with you and women?
With me and women?
I like them.
There he is.
Yeah, and so it began.
Yeah, now what is this? Okay, this isolate. We've heard all these, I think.
I don't care for things that are different.
Who said that? That was you, Rob.
Joe. May I ask you a few questions for...
Beep all this out.
So you're saying you like the show?
F***ing A, Joe.
He's not going to speak like that on stage, hopefully.
Katie...
Well... Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go with my two hands.
I don't care for things that are different.
There it is again.
I don't. Okay, well, now don't all you folks that weren't there, don't you feel like you really missed out on a partay?
I really think we painted a picture. It was just like we were there just a moment ago.
There you go.
Very, very exciting. And we want to thank everybody that came out.
Amen.
Especially want to thank Madonna and Julie and Shondell.
Yep.
And Megan, who came out from the station.
Yep.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
And you know what? That's not lost on us when you come out and support us. We really do appreciate that.
Absolutely. And all of the very nice people that we met.
Right.
Yes.
And the only thing that I would request, because I don't like to hurt anybody's feelings, really it is pointless to give me a business card. Because what I do is, on the way home, and I used to say this to Frida, I help... roadside animals build shelters
by throwing them out the window. Guards.
Yes, I used to say that as I would toss a cigar butt out the window, I would say.
So you have the presence of mind to actually get rid of them on the way home, as opposed to like the next morning if you're going through.
Find them in the pants pocket.
It's frustrating when you find them. Yes.
You know, you get in the car and you pat yourself down. And you go, oh, hold on a second. What is this? This guy, what's this like? Drainage service, and it's like a mobile DJ.
I had a good one this morning.
Mobile DJ.
Kitchen table. I had Frank the Bodyguard.
I got that one.
Yes.
Frank the Bodyguard. Don't know what he does, but maybe he's a bodyguard.
I had him too, yeah.
At least five or six people you sent to me. They came up to me and said, Don said for me to give you this business card.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Thank you.
Because you're my best friend.
Thanks, Patty.
And Rob collects them, doesn't he? I mean, you actually do save them.
Well, I'm making a mural. I'm using all the cards to make a picture of Katie Couric.
A little mobile.
The tapestry. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, you know, Mike?
Yes, hi there. You're on the air. Hello.
Oh, hey. I want to tell you guys I had a great time there yesterday. I was the only Spanish person there, I'm sure.
No, you weren't. Didn't you see Mike's waitstaff? Hey, you know. Hold on. Before you go on, can I just say, who's the redheaded chick that works
Miss
at
Clark.
This place?
Miss Clark. Sarah. Miss, we call her Miss Clark because she is a former teacher, and so we all call her Miss Clark.
The last time we were there, when I was up on stage, I gave it to her pretty good.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'll give her credit. I can't repeat it back.
She's got a good sense of humor.
She threw it out at me, and she threw out that ugly, beautiful word that starts with C and ends with K.
She can handle it.
And, once...
She's a veteran of the wars.
Once she threw it out there first, there was no volley that I could hit back.
No, right. she kind of nipped it in the bud, so to speak.
She said, hi, hey, it's Red. And she said, hi, Don, you big, stupid
C. Yeah.
Everybody heard her.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
they did.
That voice carries a little bit. It's not that big a room.
So anyway, Chewy. Hello, Chewy. What's happening?
Oh, yeah. Hey, can I tell you what I've learned from going there at night?
What's that, sir?
Good things happen when you're at O'Mara's.
Thank you.
Look around, Cafe.
Your check will be in the mail.
And good luck getting in that place any other night that we're not there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Now that's the kind of thing. Now you're really going to upset me because that's the secret. We weren't supposed to reveal that. You weren't supposed to tell anybody about that.
F-W-O.
Yeah. All right,
good.
Love you guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Adios.
Good times, good friends.
Not in my show.
Hey, I'm one of the guys that Don shot down yesterday, and I just wanted to thank him for being straight up about that.
Hold on, you're on the air, what do you mean shot down?
Oh, I'm sorry about that, Don. Last night I was the guy with the urinal. You were like, thanks anyway. and walked away from me. And all night I was like, I'm sorry about that.
What happened?
Do
you remember what he's talking about? I'm not sure I understand.
There were some men who thought that it would be funny to actually approach me in the bathroom with the thought that that perhaps that we would have some sort of gay encounter.
Oh, so you were almost violated in the bathroom?
Well, no, I think it was. Hello,
you he's
there?
Gone. You know the rule is if you're going to do that type of thing, that's where you.
Where
you want to do it.
Yeah.
What I did was... And that's only Monday nights.
Monday nights, right.
There are a lot of guys that would come up and like, say to me, how about a kiss? And I got tired of saying, that's a joke.
Right.
So one time I'm standing in the bathroom, and you got like two urinals there.
Right.
And I'm standing there, and the guy really comes right up to me and puts his hand on my shoulder I'm taking a leak.
That's a violation.
That's not fair.
And says, hey, Don... I'm ready to take care of you.
Nasty.
Bam. Right now.
Nasty. Ew. That's difficult. Did you finish or did you get stadium stop after that?
Now, can we take off the hat where you're the guy who owns the restaurant?
Yes, of course.
Because you have a great cleaning staff?
Yes.
And there were other listeners in there who I'm sure will back me up on this.
Because yes.
There was a line to get into the bathroom.
Right.
I turned to the guy. I was in
midstream.
Stream.
Right.
I turned because he was to my. I was at the one to the right. He's to my left. Put his.
Do you do a little painting?
Right hand on my left shoulder. Right on his feet. I just went,
what is that?
And he didn't get it for like maybe 3 seconds.
That's a pretty good.
I only hope he was wearing leather shoes.
And then he went, ow! Sounds like oh you dickhead! Ow! 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 You dick! Ow! Ow! You. So I said. And you're to the bathroom. Right? And the guy got, if that in fact was the guy, he got very upset.
Really?
He said, it was a joke. And I said, well, so was my reaction.
Yours was funnier. Mine.
So was mine, and yours was a little inadvertent.
And the guys that were in the bathroom all laughed their asses.
Very good.
Sure.
Thought it was
funny. I would have laughed, too.
Sure.
Thought it was funny.
I would have freaked out with the hand on the shoulder when I was doing that particular thing.
And then a bunch of guys come up to me with that, how about a kiss?
Really?
Okay, that was a joke. Hello, a joke.
Giving off signs.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hi. I just wanted to call to let you know that I just got a chance to look at your website finally.
Yes.
And Don and Mike, you guys are way hotter than you sound.
Honey, you can retouch pictures.
That's all I can say.
That's airbrushing.
Hold on, Mike. Are you ready for the buzz compliment?
Yes, of course. Because it's not going to be just...
She said however.
However, yes.
However, Rob looks exactly like he sounds.
You know what? If you could see
Rob's reaction.
I tell you something, honey. That's even better than if you would have said the buzz thing.
Yeah.
I think Rob might want a word with you, ma'am.
That's so great.
You unstoppable fountain of odor. What does that even mean?
Well, he needs an explanation. What do you mean by that, ma'am?
He just looks like he sounds. Like...
Really? Do you look like you smell?
Okay, all right. Okay, thank you.
And if so, perhaps stand on your head.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back to the broom.
There he goes. Wow, that was a great call.
Yeah. Oh, boy, it sure was.
Unexpected.
I was so ready for the, however, buzz.
Yes. Now, buzz, now look at that picture. Even Buzz's picture on the website. Is the all sexed up picture with his little martini glass looking evilly over it.
Bottle of absinthe.
I'm waiting. I've been waiting for you. There's another glass on the table.
Doing that thing with my eyes.
I'd like to IF you. You know, if I IF you, there's no chance of getting pregnant. All we have to do is look in each other's eyes.
The only thing he doesn't have is a grotto at his house. You need a grotto at your house.
I'm working on it.
Watch out for visual aids.
Oh, yeah, that's bad. Very bad.
Okay. That's the recap.
That was fun.
Thank you, everybody, for coming out. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.